I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate you tuning in and joining us and participating in our community-wide movement of helping people successfully achieve their goals, whatever that might be. And we want to help you achieve your goals. What would you like to do? What are you dreaming about? Well, maybe you're thinking about some exercise these days. It's April. And hopefully the weather here in Central Illinois is going to be breaking sometime soon with some nice warmer spring days. We're hoping. I'm getting some nods here in the studio from my guests. And we're hoping for that, and I know you are too. And so maybe you've got some goals of getting involved in some exercising and, you know, just starting to take care of yourself. And we want to encourage you to take your gym outside. That is what we're going to be talking about today on the radio show. I have my awesome guest here with me today, Mr. Michael Helgeson, who is one of our running coaches for our I've Decided to Run program. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much for being here. And then, of course, the beautiful Mrs. Heather Fitsenko.
Ooh, what an introduction.
Thank you.
Our lead cycling coach for our I've Decided to Ride program, and I'm so excited to have you here as well, Heather.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And this is kind of our second go about, because a couple of weeks ago we did a podcast on our Healthy You program, and you know, we just were chatting about why people should consider doing something different, like running their first 5K or taking up cycling and getting outside and getting on the trails. We got some beautiful trails here in Peoria. And that's what we want to discuss today on the radio show. We're hoping that some of you listeners will be inspired and motivated to learn more about our program. Now, the I've Decided to Run program, Michael, is starting tomorrow, Monday, April 9th, tomorrow, 5:45.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit. Now, you have everybody, we've heard of the Couch to 5K. But you have quite a bit of running experience, and you've actually put this program together special for this beginner, or I've Decided to Run beginner program. So tell us a little bit about yourself, why you run, and our running program, and just share a little bit about that.
Okay. Yeah, I've been running myself for over 20 years now in my, I guess, adult life. I ran in high school a little bit, but then took a break and, you know, did the college thing and then did the family thing for a while and got back into it like a lot of people do. So I've been doing that for quite a while and I've been coaching now, I guess, for, I don't know, probably more than 10 years now. I started just kind of at middle school helping a friend out at Dunlap and then moved to the high school and coached with them for a while as an assistant. And then I've, along the way, I've been doing a lot of personal coaching with friends that have come up to me and say, hey, can you put a training plan together for me, and anything from a 5K up to a marathon, I've been able to help people, which is good, which I love helping people. I've gained a lot of knowledge throughout the years. I've studied the sport a lot myself to try to help myself improve, and I've made some connections with some coaches across the country as well, which has also helped me quite a bit to understand the whole physiological part of what goes on inside when you run. But
yeah, and your wife Dawn does this with you.
Yep.
And she's one of our coaches as well. And you guys run together. You're a running family, I guess.
Yes, we are. We both coach together a couple days a week, and she's going to be the head coach for the I've Decided to Run 5K training program. And it is very similar to a Couch to 5K program that you can probably just get on Google and you can look at that. I've tailored it a little bit different because I think somewhere in the middle of the Couch to 5K programs, they make a pretty large jump in the time that you run, and I think that's pretty intimidating for some people. And ours is not near that big of a jump. We kind of ease into it a little differently. so that everybody, you know, has the confidence, because especially if you've never done this before, it's good to have confidence that you can do it. You're surrounded with people that have also never done it as well. So that that helps. You have a support, a built-in support system right there for you. And everybody, again, is out there trying it for their first time. And it's not difficult. The first week we'll run for about a minute before we take a walk break. And we'll do that a few times. And then the second week, it'll be a little bit more than that. But it's a real slow progression. And so it's not anything to be afraid of. And many people that have started in that program have advanced on and then decided to join a 5K, 10K training program after that. And some of them have even gone on and run a half marathon.
I know.
After that, all within the same year.
Yeah. And so Tina Nestor ran our 5K last year. And then she ran a half marathon for St. Jude in December. And now she's about to run her second half marathon. That's something that she's doing. And she started out in our 5K program. And I know Karen is one of our coaches that helps out. And she actually did our very first I've decided to run program, my first 5K 4 years ago. Remember that, Mike? I don't know if you remember, but she's got her whole family running. She's ran half marathons, lost like 70 pounds.
Yep.
I mean, it's really just amazing, the success stories. But one of my favorite success stories is a gal named Melissa, who actually said she's never going to run again. She's really glad that she did the 5K program, though, because what she said is that she realized she could do something hard. And so even though when she came out on the other side, it wasn't something that she thought she would continue to do, the fact that she went, you know, the challenge of doing something hard made her realize that she could do hard things. And it motivated her to start her blogging that she started doing, even though she's been wanting to do that for a long time and just couldn't because she was afraid, you know, of putting it out there.
Yeah, it can be a big confidence builder. Just, you know, taking this little goal of I'm going to run a 5K. It doesn't matter what the pace is, but I'm going to run a 5K. And being able to do that just boosts your confidence immensely.
It does. When you realize you can do something hard, it's pretty cool. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Heather. She's listening to us talking about all this running, and she's just kind of sitting there hanging out. She's like, yeah, I like cycling, right? That's what you're thinking, Heather.
I like what he said, though, building your confidence, because it's the same thing. Some people have tried to ride bikes, and they say, oh, I tried to ride my bike around my neighborhood, and I just can't do it. I just can't ride a bike anymore. And that's absolutely not true. It's the same thing as five. Running, people think it's really hard, and it's having the right equipment, having your bike set up right for you, having your tires aired up and things. So
it's amazing if your tires are not aired up on your bike, how that can drag you down.
Yeah,
it can make biking really difficult.
We think of bikes like cars, and you don't air your tires up all the time. So anyway, they can do it. And you were talking about family events. And when I was a young married person, I started riding a bike. I lived in Florida, and I'd ride my bike out a few miles. This is when I really started getting serious, and I'd ride out to this place called Lettuce Lake in Tampa, outside of Tampa, and ride my bike. When I had my son, I put a bike seat on my bike, and I would ride. When I realized he was, the doctor told me he was like 55 pounds, and I thought, that boy needs his own bike. I got him his bike, and I would walk, and he would ride till he would ride with me. And then my daughter, same thing. So cycling is a family thing, and it can be a family thing, or it can be your get away from the family thing. So
so you can use it for both. If you're feeling kind of like you cozy with your family, you can take your family out, or if you need to get away, you can go out by yourself.
So I used to do, I mean, I still do that, get off of work, hop on my bike, and head out into the country. And so that's kind of my experience. When I started getting serious about it, I met a man who was a cyclist and had ridden across country, and he taught me what I needed to know. And I wouldn't be doing the distance and the things that I had he not taught me. I call him my bike mentor.
Yeah.
And his name is Bill Clark, and he's my bike mentor, and from Illinois Valley Wheelman. And so that's what I'm doing as a coach.
Buddy, somebody to help and encourage you. And so now you're paying it forward.
That's right.
By coaching and teaching the rest of us how to cycle, because you were kind of my cycling mentor.
I was, yeah.
So it's kind of been fun. I've always wanted to cycle. I've been a runner, as Michael knows, and I've always wanted to learn to cycle. And so you inspired me, Heather, to do that. And I got a bike. And now I can ride up to 40 miles, although I'm going to, every year, this is our, what is this, our second year? Third. This is our third year to do the ride. And so this will be the third year I'll do the program personally again myself, because somehow I end up putting my bike back away after the 40-mile ride. Now, we do a we do a 10-week outdoor training for the biking, and then we have a 10, 20, 30, or 40-mile fully supported ride the last Saturday in July, which I think is July 25th. And you can do 20, 30, or 40, so you don't have to do 40. It's whatever you build up to. But I've built up to 40 each year, and then I put my bike away. So then every year I have to start all over. So, but we start out just doing 5 miles.
That's right.
A very short distance. So you can do it. If you have a bike in your garage, dust it off, you know, get it out and join us. We do have a free bike clinic that's going to happen on Sunday, May 9th. Pretty sure it's Sunday, May 9th. Is that right?
23rd comes to mind, but it's
two. And then, so I'm
two free bike clinics. Come check it out and you'll get on. You'll see lots of people just like you that aren't cyclists. And then we also have our expert team, our bike maintenance people, and our other coaches that will show you some of the basics of cycling that are going to help you be successful and have fun this summer.
And so one of the free clinics is going to be out at the clubs at River City as well, the same place that we are doing our 5K training. And that I'm almost positive it's on Sunday, May 9th, but you can check it out at ivedecided.org. And that's a free clinic. So we'll be putting that out there. So if you're listening and you're just thinking and curious and want to learn more about the cycling program, that is a great, great, great way to learn more about cycling, is coming to the free bike clinic and just kind of checking it out and getting your questions answered. So this kind of pertains to both of you guys here, because we have some beautiful, beautiful trails in Peoria. And I know we start at Junction City and head out on the trail for the cycling, the riding, and training. And then we get out on the trail out by clubs at River City. So let's talk a little bit about the trail systems here in Peoria. And I know, Michael, you're the trail expert around here. So how far can you actually go on the Rock Island Greenway Trail?
Yeah, from Alta, which is kind of where people sort of know where the trail is, corner of Alta, and I'm not even sure what it's the corner of, but it's by the Last Chance Bar and Grill. Everybody remembers that, I suppose. Anyway, that's where the there's a gravel part, or I should say a crushed limestone. It's not gravel. And then there's a paved part. So the crushed limestone part goes out towards Dunlap, which is about 4 miles away. No, then goes beyond that to Wyoming and Princeville, and you could run easily 20 miles in that direction and still be on the trail. And it's covered mostly as well with trees, so it's nice in the summertime. It doesn't get too hot. And then on the other way, if you go on the paved part, the opposite direction, you'll go through pretty much all through Peoria. You go through Peoria and Peoria Heights and all the way down through Springdale Cemetery, and you'll end up on the riverfront. And if you want to continue to go, you can go on the riverfront and you can cross the Bob Michael Bridge. You can go into East Peoria and you can end up all the way into Morton. And
that's 36 miles, I was thinking.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
It's a long trail, because you can go all the way to Princeton or Princeville.
Yeah, from Alta to downtown Peoria is about 13 or something like that, 14 maybe. And then from there all the way to Morton is 10, I'm going to say, or something like that.
Yeah, but if you go all the way to, was it Princeton or Princeville?
It's actually Wyoming. It's past Princeville to Wyoming.
Oh, there we go.
So it's Dunlap, Princeville, Wyoming.
Thank you.
So that's a good...
All the way out to Wyoming. So if you started in Wyoming, you could go from Wyoming all the way to Morton.
So that's more than 30-something, less than 40 probably.
Less than 40 miles, but more than 30. So that's a lot of trail system. And
continuous.
It is continuous.
I mean, there's a lot of other little trails around.
And it's so beautiful. And that's the fun part. It's just getting out, seeing, parts of the city that you may not have seen. I mean, we go cycling and we go through Springdale Cemetery. And, you know, it sounds kind of, you're like, oh, a cemetery is kind of creepy. But actually, it's one of the most beautiful hidden treasures in Peoria.
Yeah, it's beautiful there. It really is.
That cemetery is really beautiful. And so running through there and riding through there, especially with the group, I don't think I would like to do it by myself. I'm kind of a scaredy cat.
The trails are really, really pretty between East Peoria and Morton also.
Oh, yes. And it's so fun coming back on a bike. Because you come down that hill, and it's like you can just hold your legs out, and it's like you're on a roller coaster,
nice
and it's
breeze.
All cool. Covered, and it's cool, like an air, and you just come. That's my favorite part. Now, talking about the Bob Michael Bridge, that was what I was the most afraid of whenever we were doing the cycling program, because I did not realize we were going to have to bike across the Bob Michael Bridge, mm-hmm. Heather, until one of my friends said to me, how are you going to get across the river? And I was like, I don't know. And so I came to training that day and I said, Heather, how are we going to get to Morton across the river? And you said, we're going to take the Bob Michael Bridge. And I was like, no, I'm not going to take the Bob Michael Bridge. But
there's a nice designated lane on the bridge. It's well marked. And we very visibly go across the bridge, and it's safe
together as a group. And mm-hmm. You know, now, and it's so funny, I really truly was scared to death initially about crossing that bridge, but now after doing it so much in the cycling program, I would be 100% confident going alone. I would cross the bridge by myself, and I know exactly how to do it. And that says a lot, because I didn't even know how to get on a bike.
That's right.
When we started our cycling program, I literally had not really been on a real bike since I was a kid. I tried to ride through our neighborhood, and I didn't like that very much because we had old bikes. And so I ended up having to get a good bike, which, speaking of, want to give a little shout out to Bushwhacker, because they are an amazing business member of I've Decided, and we'll be putting together some discounts for some bikes if you're interested in equipment, and we're excited about that. And also, Running Central, want to give a shout out to Running Central and Shazam Racing. Running Central gives, when you register for our I've Decided to Run program, you actually get the 10-week outdoor training led by experienced coaches. You get a timed 5K, which is timed by Shazam Racing, so we're so thankful for that. So you get a timed 5K included in your registration. You get a finishing medal, a race shirt, and you get $20 back because Running Central gives $20 for a pair of new shoes when you join the running the program. So it's basically $99 for the program, but you get $20 back off your shoes. So it's $79, which is a serious deal for what you're getting, right, Michael?
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, I was going to tell you, we're talking about your experience, and somebody might say, well, why can't I just print off a couch to 5K and do it alone? What would you say to someone who's thinking about just printing off a couch to 5K and going at it alone, and why that may not be the best idea?
Yeah, there is some instruction to it. It's not everybody really knows how to run. That sounds silly to say, but running is not just walking, only faster. There is really a completely different motion to running. And not everybody knows that, especially that they're just getting started. They think, well, I'm just going to walk and kind of lift up my feet a little bit. It's not quite that way. There's a posture, proper posture, and things like that. So there's a little bit more to it. And the other thing that's probably just as important is you have a whole group to run with. You feel accountable when you sign up for something like that. You're like, gee, I paid money for this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to show up every Tuesday. And if you're on your own, you know, you can more easily just say, you know, I'll skip it today and I'll wait till tomorrow and things like that. And then if you have any, not that any of us are licensed doctors, but we do have a lot of experience with running injuries and little, you know, nicks and bruises and things that you feel. And so that's the other thing. You'll have coaches there you can talk to and say, hey, you know what, this hurts a little bit. is this a big deal or is it not a big deal? And we can at least guide you. Many times we will tell you to, you know, go see a physical therapist or maybe your doctor. But in general cases, we can also just guide you and say, you know, that's just normal for running. Your body's not used to it yet. It'll get used to it and just continue to move along.
It is nice to say that your wife, Dawn, one of our head coaches, is a nurse.
Yes.
It's always nice to know there's a nurse there in case, you know, you never know. But it's such a great, easy program to get started in. You most likely won't need a nurse, so it's good to know she's there just in case. So hey, if you are just tuning in, you are tuning in to I've Decided radio show today, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. I am talking with my good friends, Michael Helgeson, one of our coaches for our I've Decided to Run program. He created our 5K program for us. And of course, my good friend, Heather Fitzanko, who is our expert cycling coach. And we are just really giving you the ins and outs of our programs that we have available and encouraging you to take the gym outside this spring. Try something new. Get registered for our I've Decided to Run or our I've Decided to Ride program. These programs are designed specifically for beginners. Beginners. I cannot say that enough. If you're listening, you're like, no, I've never tried it. I'm afraid. I don't think I can do it. Then you're the person that we're looking for. You are the person that we're saying, yes, you can do it. We're going to give you the motivation and the encouragement that you need to be successful in these programs and help you get healthier and do it in a fun way. You can get all the details at ivedecided.org. And while you're at ivedecided.org, be sure to click on our resource page and check out all of our business members that support I've Decided. These are your local business members and business members who care about you and your success. They are a part of I've Decided because they want to be a part of an amazing movement to help people in our community fulfill their goals and dreams. We really want to give a good shout out to Junction City. They're our presenting sponsor. And because of them, we're able to do a lot of programs in the community, like our motivational leadership conferences, and of course, our I've Decided to Run and I've Decided to Ride program. And we give all of our proceeds back to PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, which is a school for young adults with mental and physical disabilities. So you can check them out as well. All right, so bringing it back to the run and the ride, I did want to say you triggered something, Michael, when you were sharing with me about how you encourage people to run properly. I was talking to a gal just the other day, actually, who, Carrie, and she said that when she did our program, she didn't think she could run because she had been trying to run on her own, and she was getting shin splints constantly. And then a quick fix at our training program. You showed her what she needed to do differently, and she has been running without pain ever since.
Yep, that's good. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, so that's what you're saying you can do. You help people because how you run is important.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
How you used to teach me, you would say, drop those shoulders, drop those shoulders.
Yep, yeah, posture is very important. We always think of, we always say run tall, if you will. So you're kind of like almost trying to get your head as high as it can in the air and lead with your chest, if you will, as well. Run tall and run proud is kind of the mantra that we have. And so we tend to get tired and slouch our shoulders in front and try to lean forward more and more. And it's like, nope, run tall, run proud. And it gets people kind of back upright. And it really is a lot better for you and a lot easier and gets your foot placement correct in your stride as opposed to reaching out in front of you and striking with that heel really bad. So there is a technique to it.
There is a technique, and you can learn this technique if you join our group. And this group starts tomorrow, Monday, April 9th at 5:45. We're going to meet out in the parking lot at the clubs at River City. You can get registered. Register right now. Register online at idecided.org and show up. Show up at 5:45 out at clubs at River City and be ready to start. And then so we meet every Monday night. And we're going to run for 10 weeks outside, right, Michael?
Outside, unless it's a thunderstorm, and then we can go inside the track at clubs of River City, thankfully, And we had to do that once last year. There was a bad thunderstorm, and they let us run around the track inside. So it's nice to have that option as well.
Yeah, we really appreciate the clubs at River City. They are a business member of I've Decided, and let us meet out there and use their track. Hopefully, there will be no rain, and we won't have to. But if we do, it's nice to be able to go in and do the track. So, okay, if they show up tomorrow on Monday, tell them what they're going to have to do so they can relax and realize how easy this first day of training is going to be.
You're going to have to run for a minute.
And that's then, as long as you got to run.
Yeah, then you get to walk for a minute and a half or 2 minutes, something like that, and then you're going to have to run for a minute again. But the walk break in there basically brings you back down to kind of where your heart rate was before, and it's just a minute at a time, and we're only doing a few of those. I think it's seven, actually, exactly, to give away the program a little bit. But I think seven times we have to run for a minute before we get to walk. And yeah, nobody has a problem with it. It's kind of fun to see everybody the first time. They're like, hey, wow, this isn't so bad.
It's not so bad. It's not. You really can do it. It's a gentle, gentle, gentle program. It's very inexpensive, especially once you count that you get your $20 back off of a pair of shoes at Running Central. So then it ends up only costing you $79 for the whole program. And that includes the timed 5K, a race shirt, a finishing medal. Oh, and let's not forget the post party with our awesome DJ. Surprise DJ at the post party, right?
the coach might be DJing as well.
And we're going to be doing that out of Junction City. In fact, that's where the 5K is going to be. And so it's going to just be an awesome, fun time. And we really, again, just want to encourage you to come on out and join us for this fun time. All right. And then, of course, back to the cycling program, or I've Decided to Ride. We have our, let's talk about the free bike clinic again, because that's where we want to get everybody to. We want you to come to this free bike clinic that's going to be on
May 6th.
Oh, is it May 6th? Okay, May 6th.
It's going to be May 20th.
It's going to be on Sunday, May 6th at the clubs at River City. It's free. And what will they expect to kind of learn at this free bike clinic, Heather?
Well, we are going to talk to them about some rules of the road. They're going to have their bike, helmet, bring their bike and their helmet. And we will have some other expert coaches. Sarah Gray, she's really good at teaching these bike clinics. So she teaches them, and she'll show some videos about how to handle yourself on the trails and on the roads and rules of the road. Some bike maintenance. Bushwhacker will have some of their people there to help out with teaching us bike maintenance and how to change a tire and just how the gears work and how everything on the bike works, which it's pretty important to know the mechanics of the vehicle that you're going to be becoming one with.
Yes, we learned the ABCs.
The ABCs of cycling, yep. That's the things you want to do every time you get on your bike. You want to check to make sure that you have air in your tires, that your brakes are engaged, and because you want to make sure that they will stop when you do get going, and then that your chain or your crankshaft is clean of debris and oiled and ready to go.
So the ABCs.
Yes.
And then you can get your questions answered. So if you're a little nervous and you're not quite sure what to expect, there's no obligation. This is a free cycling clinic. Again, it's on Sunday, May the 6th, out at Clubs at River City, 1:30?
1 to 3 is what
1 to 3, yeah. 1 to 3. But, you know, you don't have to write this down, especially if you're driving in the car. You may be listening to the radio show in your car, so don't stop to write it down. Just remember this, ivedecided.org. If you go to ivedecided.org, you can find every program we have available and learn a little bit more about what we got going on in the community, because essentially we are here for you. Our goal is to provide you all the resources and motivation that you need to be successful in your purpose and in your goals and dreams. And we want to help you achieve those goals and dreams. So if one of your goals has been to run a 5K, or if you have a bike that's been growing some dust or collecting dust, I guess it doesn't grow dust.
Dust doesn't grow.
It collects dust. So if it's been collecting some dust in your garage and it's time to dust it off and you're thinking you want to get it back out this spring, check out our programs. You won't regret it. It's a lot of fun. and you'll love the coaches and the camaraderie, and it'll be great. So I'm going to be at both of those trainings, and I would love to meet you and see you there. So join me. And thanks, Michael, for being on the radio show. And I appreciate you and everything that you do in supporting I've Decided.
Yep, my pleasure.
And Heather, same to you. I appreciate you and all that you do for supporting I've Decided.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. All right. And you guys, thanks for tuning in. We couldn't have the show if you weren't listening to us. So thanks for support. And we appreciate you, too. Have an awesome Sunday. And I hope to see many of you tomorrow night, Monday, April 9th, out at Clubs at River City at 5:45 for the first day of our 10-week I've Decided to Run program. Thanks a bunch. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?